Today I'm going to talk about the second part of the series that we have been doing in last that I decided to do in the three Sundays going into the Christmas Eve Sunday. So last Sunday I had spoken about the Christmas story part one, Mary's story, Who Am I? And in that we had seen that Mary's realization of who she was. Her question was, who am I that the Lord has chosen me that I am to bear the Son of God, the Savior of the world? And she realized, we saw that when Mary realized who she is, she realized who God was. I mean, when she realized who God was, she realized who she is. Today, we are going to look into the Christmas story part two. The Christmas story part two, Joseph's story, what should I do? Now, what I have been doing is I have been going through the characters around the manger, as you have noticed. Okay? Last Sunday I spoke about Mary and her story, and today we are going to take a look at Joseph's story and Joseph's question. As you have noticed that I've been putting them in a question format. Mary was, who am I? Joseph is, what should I do? And all of us will actually see ourselves in these stories. Many times in our life we have questioned, who am I? And as we go through Joseph's story, maybe at some point of your life, or maybe you're questioning, what should I do at this point of your life? And as we go through Joseph's story, some answers will come out from his story for you and my life. Joseph's story is found in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 25. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 25, and I'm reading it out from NIV, New International Version of the Bible. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 says, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Now that's Joseph's story. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, when you read, you find Joseph's story. You find a man who loves a woman and has been pledged into marriage. The woman has been pledged into marriage to him. And out of the blue sky, he finds out that she is pregnant. That the woman that he loves, the woman that he is pledged to be married, is pregnant. That's the kind of scenario we are talking about. He finds out that the dream that he has, the dream of a home, a family that he wants to build with this woman, now is shattered. Because he knows that he's not the father. He knows that he's not the father. But this woman that he loves, he wanted to start a family with, is now pregnant. A very heart-wrenching, a very traumatic experience, as we might say. An experience that no man wishes to have. Being a man, I can say that an experience that no man wishes to have, knowing that someone that he is pledged to be married, he finds out that she is pregnant and the baby is not of his, him. It's not his baby. So we are given in the story, the scenario that is portrayed here, we are given a dilemma for Joseph. We are given a scenario of a man whose dreams has been shattered, of a man who feels he has been betrayed, a man who feels he really doesn't know at this point what should he do. You know, if in the present context, in the present modern day, if such a scenario was presented, thinking that everything is well with the society, you know, the way the society was in the back in those days, that men and women only had babies, only had child after they got married and all of that. Everything was like that. What do you think a man's response would be in the modern days to such a thing? Man's response might be, you might say, there might be various responses. But the initial response is, if that were to happen to me, this is my initial response. I'll feel very angry. I will feel very disgusted. And I will feel, I will have to search in my heart, within myself, to look for what I must do. And I will do things on the basis of what I know. As Joseph searched for an answer for the dilemma that was presented to him, what he should do, we find in the story two responses that Joseph had. Initial response and then another response. Now the first one, Joseph's responses, the first one was based on what he knew. Joseph's response to what he should do, what should he do in this scenario, in this context, in this what has happened to the woman that he has been pledged to be married. His response was based on what he knew. Number one, he knew that Mary was pregnant. It was non-deniable. It was very evident that Mary was pregnant. He knew that. Verse 18, as we see in verse 18, that it says, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Now, it was evident, it was very much clear to Joseph that Mary was pregnant. He knew that. Secondly, he knew what the Torah or the law that was given to the people of Israel by the Lord. So he knew what the Torah says about a pregnant woman before she is united with a man in the holy bond of marriage. If a woman was found pregnant before she was married, the Torah had very, very strict rules about that. If you read, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but that's how I pronounce it. Deuteronomy chapter 22. If you read Deuteronomy chapter 22, you will find the penalty is what? Death. By stoning. Death by stoning. So he knew, Joseph knew that Mary was pregnant. He knew what the Torah requires of him to do. Actually take him to the public, to the elders. And then the verdict will be given, and the verdict, he knew what the verdict would be. Take her to the gate of the town, and everyone will stone her to death. So he knew what the Torah, the law says about this scenario, about what has happened. And also, he knew that he has another way, which is given in Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 1, which we find in verse 19, what he was going to do. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. If you read Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 1, you will find that there is the certificate of divorce. A man could give his wife a certificate of divorce. So that's what Joseph was planning. He knew about that too. Number three, and he knew, based on the law, what he should do, which we find again in verse 19. He knew, based on the law, what he should do. So three things, Joseph's first response, the response of letting her go, divorcing her, nothing to do with her anymore, was based on, his response was based on what he knew. First of all, he knew that Mary was pregnant. Second of all, he knew what the law requires of him to do. And because he knew, based on the law, what he should do, he did that. He was planning to do that. What was he planning? Joseph was planning to divorce her. His response, based on the things that he knew, was to let her go. Nothing to do with her. Nothing to do with this anymore. I'm done. I've been violated. I've been betrayed. But that's okay. You have done this to me. That's okay. I'm still going to let you leave. His response, based on what he knew, was to divorce her, do nothing with her. Nothing to do with this scenario. Joseph's response, number two. Joseph's second response was based on what he came to know. His first response was based on what he knew. But Joseph's second response was what he came to know. As we read on in the story, verse 20 says, "But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, 'The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel,' which means God with us." Joseph's second response, his true response, was based on what he came to know. Number one, he came to know that Mary's pregnancy was through the Holy Spirit. It was not any man. It was not any man-made. She was not untruthful to her, to him. She was not someone who betrayed him. She was not in a relationship with another man when she was pledged to be married with him. He came to know that her pregnancy was through the Holy Spirit, as we find in verse 20, when the angel comes and says, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." So do you see the contrary? Now, he knew that Mary was pregnant, but he did not know originally how it had happened. So based on what he knew and what he came to know, his response is going to change. He came to know that Mary's pregnancy was through the Holy Spirit. Secondly, he came to know God's plan, that which goes beyond the Torah, that which goes beyond the law. a plan to save mankind from eternal damnation, a plan that God would come down to save humanity. He came to know God's plan. He knew, he initially knew that what the Torah said about this pregnancy, about what he's supposed to do in this situation. But then he came to know what God's plan is, what God has planned for his life, Mary's life, and the life of the whole world. That God is coming down to reside with humanity, the promised Messiah, who even Joseph have been waiting for, is coming, and it's come. He has come in his family. The third thing that Joseph found out, that Joseph came to know, was that he must do based on what he must do based on God's plan. So three things Joseph came to know. First, he came to know that Mary's pregnancy was not from a man. He came to know that Mary's pregnancy was from God himself, from Holy Spirit. Secondly, he came to know that what God's plan is, that which goes beyond Torah, that which goes beyond the law that was given to the Israelites. And number three is that he came to know what he must do is based on God's plan. As we see that the Lord commanded him through the angel, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." And then verse 24 says, "When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife." Joseph's ultimate response was based on what he came to know. Do you ever do you ever face the dilemma of what you should do? I do. Many times, often, every day, at times. Do you ever ask yourself, what should I do? How do you operate when faced with such a question? How you and I operate when we are faced with such a question, what should I do in this situation? We looked into Joseph's story this morning. We looked into Joseph, how he was presented with a dilemma in his life, a very, very difficult question, a very, very difficult scenario where he should ask himself, what should I do? And his initial response to that particular time in his life was based on what he knew. But his true response, his right response came when he came to know what he should do. In your life and in my life, many times we are presented with such a situation where we must do something, when we must decide, what should I do? How do you operate? What should be the basis of our operation in regard to how we respond to that situation? What should I do? What should we do? What should you do? Joseph's response was based on what he came to know from the Lord. The best way that we can decide what we should do is to go to the Lord, ask him what we should do in that situation. In Joseph's case, the Lord himself, through the angel, told him what to do. And he was obedient enough. He was obedient to do so. He heard what he heard from the Lord. He woke up. He did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. He did exactly what the Lord told him to do. Do you do what the Lord has exactly told you to do? Do I do what the Lord has exactly told me to do? When faced with such a dilemma as to decide, what should I do? So my encouragement this morning would be, if and when, or if you are facing this question, what should I do in your life at this point in your life? Look to the Lord for answer. Look to His Word, Bible, for answer. Ask Him, what should you do? And don't do things based on what you know, but do things based on what you have come to know. Let's pray. Father, this morning we come before You and we are so thankful, Lord God, because You have given us the principles of living in Your holy Word, in Your revealed Word, Lord God, the Bible. And we are so thankful, Lord God, that we can study the characters in the Bible and find answers for ourselves, Lord God. We don't have to reinvent anything. We don't have to. Our scenario, our situation is not unique at all, because there have been people already those who have felt the same way. And we come before You this morning, Lord God, and we pray that, Lord, when we are faced with such a question as to what should I do, that we will look to You, that we will seek You, seek Your face, seek answers from You, so that our response will be based on what we come to know and not based on what we know. And I pray, Lord God, that this morning, if there is anyone who doesn't know You yet, that as they are listening to this message, Lord God, that they will come to know You. They will come to know You based on what You have revealed, Lord God, not based on what they have heard before, what they think they know, but Lord, they will receive You as their personal Lord and Savior based on what they have come to know. Jesus, we thank You and we glorify You this morning, Lord God, and we are so thankful that You are our Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.